Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Inside Carolina Postgame Podcast. I, of course, am your host, Tommy Ashley, joined by Michael Brooker once again. Carolina 81-73 over Virginia Tech in the ACC quarterfinals. We're finally in the quarterfinals. Now I'm in an area I recognize from the old days. You know, Mike, this game started out, Virginia Tech came out quite physical, was basically bullying Carolina heavily in the first half. And when you're more physical like they were, the size really doesn't matter. But I guess my overarching thought for this entire game is size doesn't get tired. You're still 7 feet, whether you're tired or not. Virginia Tech wore down. Carolina whipped them late. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think definitely that's the case. They kind of knocked us back on our heels, no pun intended there, early on, a little quicker to the ball, a little more aggressive, a little more physical. We settled for outside jumpers early on and just kind of didn't play to our strengths. And, you know, still was a one possession ball game for the majority of the half and ended up 3 points at the half. But I think we really asserted ourselves inside, got to the glass. I think we had 13 offensive rebounds in the second half. Baycott was a monster again, another great game, 17 and 13. And just a really good effort as well from Sharp. And then RJ Davis was phenomenal as well. So just a really clean second half, I thought, played to our strengths and just came away with another very solid win and continuing our upward trend.
I'm looking at Virginia Tech's half-by-half comparison. You want to know something crazy? They were 14 for 30 from the field in both halves.
Oh, wow.
Don't know if I've ever seen that. Of course, it looked and felt very different as Carolina was able to exert themselves in the, especially in the paint. You mentioned Armando Baycott, 17 and 13. You know, Mutz was going at Carolina's bigs, but when Baycott got going, I felt like it really freed up the rest of Carolina's bigs. And we've talked about all year, games are about matchups, and this is not a tight matchup that Kessler has been good in all year. And that was the case again tonight. He did have a couple moments, but Baycott, man, what a game.
Yeah, he's turned into arguably our, maybe not even arguably, our best player. Just really productive, really active, super aggressive, cleaning up pretty much everything that goes up on the rim, it seems like, finishing with contact, stepping up, and most of the time making free throws. I think tonight he was just 3 for 7, but pretty consistent throughout from the free throw line here recently. But yeah, he's been a stud, and he and Sharp tonight together, I thought was a great combination. Kessler, yeah, the game was a little too physical for him tonight. He did have a nice, N1 put back situation and, brought it low a couple times, got mixed up on some screens down the baseline a couple times. So it wasn't his best effort, but he's been really, productive here recently. So, you know, as most freshmen do, he took a little bit of a step back tonight, but yeah, Baycott has been a horse, and we'll continue to ride him as long as he's willing to keep doing that.
Yeah, he is. He's something, and he's definitely got, you know, everybody talks about Dayron Sharp, and rightfully so. Sharp is just different physically, but Baycott, if you love traditional bigs, man, Baycott's your guy. He's got all the post moves, left and right hand, can put it off the glass, can put it on the floor, and he's developed that 15-foot jumper that is – I think that's what gets you paid on the next level or in the professional ranks. Let's look at the smallest guy on the court. And I thought Carolina wore him out on the glass in the second half. That's where the game was ultimately won. But I think the game turned when the smallest guy for Carolina, smallest guy on the court, made a huge steal there in the half court. What do you think of RJ Davis, man? What a step up by him as well.
He was a stud tonight. Obviously, Love struggled mightily, so we needed someone in the backcourt to really step up, and that was R.J. Davis tonight. He made the big three, and then picked the pocket at half court, got another and one, and then he made a they trimmed it a little bit towards the end there, and Leakey made a huge three, and then R.J. banged another one home to kind of stretch it out and give us that comfortable margin there of about 11 points with a little over a minute left. But yeah, he's continued to improve and continued to make the most of his minutes tonight. I think he played the most minutes he's played in a little while, 24 minutes with 19 points, and shot it well from the field, shot it well from three, was 3 for 3 from the free throw line. So just a really efficient, really, really solid effort tonight. And we really needed that from our perimeter, because there wasn't much else going on the perimeter. So that was fun to watch and good to see.
Yeah, and again, same situation, Playtech non-factor. He only played 5 minutes, but it was clear he was not going to fare well in a game like this against Virginia Tech, the way they were playing. And before we move ahead, let's talk about Leakey Black. I mean, simple fact is he hit some big shots. I thought his defense was less than bad in the first half at times, especially on some of those dribble drives. But, man, he comes up big, hits a couple big shots, and he hits the shots that he simply had to make for this North Carolina team to win this ball game, and he did it.
Yeah, those were two big, big shots. And one was, he hesitated. He jabbed like he was going to drive, and then he stepped up and knocked it down, 2 for 4 from three, and, 3 buckets, 3 for 7 from the field, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I think all of his points came in the second half. All 8 points came in the second half. So, we do give him a hard time at times, but he definitely stepped up in that second half and made some big plays to help us clinch this victory and move on to the semifinals.
Okay, so tell me this from your coaching standpoint. What changed? What was the difference in the first and second half for Carolina?
I think they were bringing the fight to us early. Like I said, we were settling early. We had some turnovers early. I think we had seven or eight in the first half, and then we just kind of settled in, and the bigs continued to be aggressive. We continued to force it inside. We got shots up on the rim, and we continued to attack like we did last night, and really cleaned up the offensive boards and got some easy putbacks. I think we were the aggressor the second half. I thought defensively we were pretty active, forced some late shot clock type shots and made things, somewhat difficult. Obviously they had some nice drives. Mutz was a stud, and Four hit some big threes off that pin down action at the top, a little more consistent than I would like, getting those open looks. But I think we were relatively active defensively and gave them a little hard time there. And so, a little more aggressive, a little more assertive, and didn't settle for those outside shots. They were in rhythm threes and in rhythm outside shots, and I think that was the difference.
Yeah, and we talked about early, they wore them down, but yeah, the level of intensity from Carolina. I think Carolina was a little surprised. Virginia Tech came out the way they did, but it's like the brightest light burns out the quickest, and Virginia Tech sort of fell back to earth. Carolina, 3 turnovers in the second half. You cannot put a bigger emphasis on that. They were able to get rid. I think Sherelle McMillan tweeted early in the game, the turnovers are back, because I think they had 5 or 6 or 7 there right out of the gate, like you mentioned. 3 in the second half when it was time to get the job done. One thing that was concerning for me watching, as far as schematics and sets, is Virginia Tech, you mentioned the pin down. They were able to get that open three there just off the left, not quite the left wing, but there between the wing and the top of the key. How do you defend that if you're Carolina to avoid it? I think I saw one time they chased him off the line.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I need to go back and look at it a little more closely, but I think we need a little better ball pressure, where he can't just sit up there and probe as much and sit there and hit him right as he comes off that pin down. The big maybe needs to open up a little bit more and give him a little more space to come underneath and maybe have make them flare back over the top. But yeah, we need to do a better job of defending that, especially they got in a rhythm there and knocked down several off the same action. And we need to do a better job of guarding that cross screen. I think Kessler got mixed up a couple times and they got a lot of stuff early. And they got to the foul line a couple times on fouls off that play. So, they run a lot of good offense. Coach Young is a great coach schematically and runs a lot of good X's and O's and a lot of movement. a lot of hard, sharp cuts and ball movement and screens. And so I think we did a better job in the second half, although I think it could be cleaned up a little bit. But they were carving us up there in the first half. But that's tough to guard, but I like adjustments. I like where we got a little better there second half and made it a little more difficult for them to get in a rhythm offensively.
The last point from the Virginia Tech win, Carolina, of course, 81-73 over Virginia Tech to advance to Florida State. Who is Mutz? I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't watched Virginia Tech a lot. They haven't played Carolina this year, and they haven't played anybody in the last month or so. But this guy was a beast, and he flat out took it to Dayron a couple times. That was a good battle they had going on in the second half. I'm not sure I've seen a guy as aggressive as that towards Carolina's bigs and to have that success. Have you?
No. He was extremely quick off the bounce and took advantage of, his quickness as they closed out, whether they closed out poorly or they just, maybe not quite as quick as he is. They needed to come up a little shorter on their closeouts because he was taking it to the rim, putting his head down, made a nice spin move one time, got the and one, I believe, and that the drive where he went up and elevated and dunked, say on Dayron, but it was pretty close to on him. That was really impressive. So yeah, he's a stud. I haven't really watched them play much at all this year either, but he was very, very impressive. They had a couple guys that could really go. They're a very solid team, and they're gonna make some noise in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, he started out at High Point, transferred to Delaware, then transferred to Virginia Tech. You're right. The coach there is a solid coach. If he can recruit to Virginia Tech, as good as he can get transfers to Virginia Tech, then I think they can certainly make noise. And that's not a bad thing to me. I've always never really had I like seeing a team like Virginia Tech pretty good. Virginia is a different matter. But Virginia Tech, it's pretty cool to see them do well at times. And, they've got some players. Carolina just a little bit better tonight, especially in the second half. Let's look ahead. Tomorrow, Carolina's third game in 3 days, and you got a Florida State team that, they don't have a game today. They didn't have to play today. They get the coveted triple bye into the ACC semifinals. We've talked about wearing down and when it starts getting into your legs in these tournament settings like the ACC tournament. Tell me what you think, and how does Florida State Carolina match up tomorrow in the semifinals of the ACC tournament?
I like this matchup, to be honest with you. We played them really tough down there, and obviously the second half in Chapel Hill was a phenomenal effort on our part. And once again, we talked last night about three games in 3 days, and the third game being kind of where you start to see some fatigue. But once again, looking at the minutes, we had probably nine guys play anywhere from 21 to 28, 27 minutes. And then I think Leakey had 30. He was the most. So I still think we do spread it out. We don't have guys playing 35 minutes consistently across the board. So even though we're probably going to be a little fatigued being third game in 3 days, I still don't think it's going to be quite the factor it might be for a team like Duke that plays, their starters play 37, 38, 39 minutes a game. Florida State's a tough matchup with their versatility, their length, their interchangeable parts. They got some guys that are some Swiss Army knives and can be some tough matchups. But, we're also a really tough matchup with the way our bigs are playing. And if RJ comes to play and if Caleb's efficient, I like our chances. As we talked about last night, we kept it under 12 turnovers and we attacked the offensive glass with abandon. And so those were two keys that I think we really took care of overall. And if we can do that again tomorrow night, I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, Carolina and Florida State. It's always interesting. If I had not seen the second half in the Smith Center, I would think it was a bad matchup for Carolina simply because they're bigger and as athletic as Virginia Tech. But, if Walker Kessler can get it going again, and, of course, they can stay out of foul trouble. And I think the key, like you mentioned there, the key to this one is going to be Caleb Love and R.J. Davis being able to handle Florida State's guards and to be able to be effective. Because I think the bigs will get theirs unless they lay an egg. But I think this one will come down to guard play. Mike, we'll be here to talk about it one way or another. Dewey Burke will join us at some point. He has had some family things to – celebrate. And also, I can't blame him for missing this. But, Mike, you are 2-0 in the ACC tournament. You can't
man,
beat
I'm
it.
I'm on a roll, man. I mean, I think we got Duke. I got these two. I mean, we need to keep me on if we're going to keep winning.
Yeah, and I know there was some people that were giving you grief because you only came on the show when Carolina lost. Well, Brooke said, take that. Carolina on to the semifinals against Florida State tomorrow in an ACC tournament. You've been listening to the Inside Carolina podcast sponsored by Johnny T-Shirt, johnnyt-shirt.com. Please support those guys. They need your help, and we do as well. So get that 10% if you're a premium subscriber. Mike, enjoy the evening, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.